Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
A story that I have not figured out a way to do. Well, that's how you do it. You say, I haven't figured out a way to do that.
It's something that's completely horrible and there are words you can't say on the radio.
Something that I probably can't say.
Got it.
Was on the.
Oh.
On the.
Yeah.
Radio.
You just pointed to your fist.
Okay.
That's what I
You can say that's what I did.
Well,
you did.
I thought you meant like you're trying to stretch out a little bit, but then he kept going. He was pushing his fist forward.
Right. So you can say that. Pushing your fist forward and you figure out the rest.
And now we'll tell the story.
Just the old man. In England.
I sent this story to Craig over the weekend, and I'm actually kind of happy that it's challenged him this much.
We were going to do it Monday, I thought.
But he's been sitting on it for 2 days going,
Don't say sitting on it.
A retiree from West London has been found guilty of 2 counts of outraging public decency, and he's been banned from every farm in Britain.
There should be a clue to the story.
After being caught masturbating
with one hand, and the other hand was what I was just describing, right?
Sort of. 80-year-old John Curnow had twice been spotted assaulting the cows at the Park Lodge farm.
One hand in his pocket.
His pocket.
Okay.
Perhaps nature's.
Nature's pocket.
Farmer Susan Howey told the court that the first time she saw the 80-year-old man in her field, he, quote, had his left hand interfering with the cow and his right hand on a part of his lower body. She said he was masturbating. You could see it moving up and down his trousers. And his boxer shorts were at his ankles.
That's 2 days in a row where Craig has said trousers.
The second time, she said...
Can a cow handle that push? You grew up in a farm.
I don't know. And let me say that emphatically. I don't know.
Well, somebody.
Didn't grow up on a farm. No cows.
Somebody.
I don't think a cow can handle that.
Somebody is going to call us and tell us, a cow will just say, is that all you got?
Maybe.
Well, yes, the cow would just stand there?
Well,
we're not done yet.
I've seen calves being born.
Yeah. And, on the farm, right?
That generally involves somebody up to the shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. We saw Pauly Short. Pauly Short did it to a bull once. We saw that. A horse.
Susan.
He wasn't birthing them, was he?
No, he reached in with that rubber fist glove.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a reason the glove goes to the shoulder.
Push would know that. Growing up on that farm again.
No farm.
The second time Susan Howey saw Mr. Curnow, he had the whole bit inside the cow.
Man. That's
his arm.
So the masturbating.
He was looking for the.
Yeah, the masturbating was the normal thing.
Yeah.
For the baby, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of things.
And when he realized that he had been found, he grabbed his trousers and boxers and he ran for the gate and he actually fell over because his trousers fell down when he was trying to get over the gate.
I would like to see that when a starting pitcher goes to the dugout between innings that he has a cow on his pitching arm.
That would keep it warm, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to tell you that.
The farmer said.
It's cold out here.
Well, looks like Clayton Kershaw has a cow on his pitching arm. Awful cold tonight in Boston.
I've heard that works.
The farmer said, we gave nobody permission to touch or interfere with our cows.
I think Joe Buck would be disgusted by that.
You can't fake moon somebody to Joe Buck.
He'd be vomiting on air.
Now, the 80-year-old gentleman, John Curnow, claimed that he visited a church near the farm once a week merely because he liked the view.
Of the cow's ass?
But according to two more eyewitnesses, he was actually there for a lot more than that after the retiree had somehow managed to escape the original farmer, Susan Howie, twice with his pants around his ankles. He allegedly went back for more. And that time he was seen by two sisters who watched him from 150 yards away try to have sex with a cow for up to half an hour.
Oh.
We don't know why they watched him for up to half an hour without telling anyone.
I would.
After watching,
I'd watch
for some reason for that period of time, they finally called police who apprehended the 80-year-old gentleman nearby. He's been found guilty of two counts of outraging public decency, banned from every farm with animals for the duration of his bail.
Here's the problem, though. You try to cuff the guy, you got to grab both those hands, and both of them are someplace you don't want to be.
Oh, yeah.
You take his masturbating hand, I'll take the cow hand. Did that just stick to the tape?
Yep.
Mr. Curnow says that he is going to appeal the decision and sue the police. He says that he has not masturbated in 3 years because of the medication he's on.
That doesn't, you can still do it.
Yeah. Just because you're not finishing doesn't mean you're not masturbating.
Right. He said he never did it.
It's that's stuck to the tape.
That's stuck to the tape. Thank you, Nick.
He said it's their word
I
against
hope that was
his.
Clean.
I think it was. I think Todd bled on the end of it.
I still. May have.
I still think it might be clean.
Well, that guy, I don't understand the people watching it for half an hour.
I don't either.
Is he really?
Well, first of all, what are you going to do? Are you going to run down and stop it physically? If it ain't my cow, I'm not worried about it. I'm not.
And there are so many pieces of wisdom in this story.
You might call the cops after 5 or 10 minutes. But you're going to see how far this goes. We're going to see how far this goes.
Well, you want to see how he's actually trying to do it. I'm assuming that he didn't get it done.
Right.
Because they may have just been watching him try, and then there's nothing really. He fell over.
They were rooting for him.
I think he's trying to get a good look at a T-bone steak.
Yeah, that's right.
Would it be possible if his entire arm's in there that the cow cinches up and takes off running, and he's just like flailing behind the cow?
That would be funny.
Yeah,
80-year-old dude. The age is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, you made it.
Well, it's all really weird.
Yeah, if he was 40, it's still weird. You know?
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there. But wouldn't you rather take his word for it? No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass. But then, no, it's got to be your bull.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this was not this guy's
first. How's your grandpa?
No.
Somebody was asked that. Hey, how's your grandpa doing? Oh, man. Oh, I got to tell you this story.
He's elbow deep in it.
apparently, he misses grandma. He misses grandma.
Was he married?
They're definitely not having steaks at Christmas dinner.
Nope.
With grandpa.
Oh.
What do you want to make? Chicken.
Yeah.
No,
grandma has
steaks.
Had his arm and a cow in 7 different decades.
Right.
Or longer.
Yeah, I don't think you just come up with this at any given time.
No, you don't just start doing that when you're 80.
Yeah.
He's a cow from way back.
Yeah.
That's right.
The old farmhand.
That's what he called it.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a wife?
No word on that.
He would never hear the end of that.
No.
I would feel bad for the dude then, coming home. He's like, where are you going today? Going to another farm?
Going to church again to enjoy the view.
let me smell your elbow. Yeah. Let me smell your elbow.
Come here, old McDonald. Let me smell your elbow.
It looks damp.
Oh.
Your elbow looks damp. Where you been? Don't you hate when you get that question when you get home? Your elbow looks damp. Where you been?
I do.
That's when you were the shooting sleeve.
That's right. That's good point.
That's what those are for. Right.
You know you've been up to no good when you have to, not just your hands, but washing your entire arm.
That's true.
Top 10 American greatest fears, the top 10 greatest fears of Americans.
Drowning is one, right?
No, it's 4.
Caravans. That's top of my list.
Brown people.
Burning. Burning. Fire.
Falling.
No.
Nuclear annihilation.
No.
Zombies.
No.
Death.
Super volcano.
Drowning is death.
Super volcano.
Not in the top 10.
Nancy Pelosi.
Cancer.
Not in the top 10.
Public speaking.
Number 6.
There you go. That's always huge. I'm so glad that still scares a lot of people. That keeps
so
us,
am I.
You know why? That keeps us employed.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
does. Every time I've heard that story since I've been a kid, you know, I wasn't Mr. Orator in junior high, but I had no problem talking to people out loud, obviously. It's what we do for a freaking living. But the fact is, every time I hear that every year, I think, great.
Exactly.
That keeps us employed.
Right. Right.
Once you got to high school, you were a pretty good orator.
It's called practice. Public speaking and drowning. We only got two of them?
Yeah, you got two of the top 10.
Bears.
Not in the top 10.
Cows.
Not in the top 10.
Jeez. Your 80-year-old grandpa.
Sharks.
Number 3.
Which is crazy because most people don't even get anywhere near the ocean.
Yeah.
Especially where we're talking. I mean,
that's how scared they are.
Right. That's true.
Car accident.
No.
People aren't afraid of that.
You're getting dark. Flying.
Well, it's a,
flying.
Not in the top 10.
Man, I want to guess all these now. You only got three?
The deep state.
Not in the top 10.
Black people.
Not in the top 10.
Damn it.
MS-13.
Brown people.
Not in the top 10.
Anybody?
Number 10.
Can you lead us into a hint?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going nowhere. You should start
right.
Because we're actually just yelling out all kinds
there
of stuff.
There are three other animals on here.
Got it. Sharks, snakes.
Bears.
Spiders and snakes.
One and two.
Spiders and
snakes
are
number one. Oh. Spiders are number two.
Man. No bears?
Spiders don't bother me.
No.
No bears, no cows.
Correct.
More people die at the hands of bears and cows.
Than sharks, hell yeah.
Yeah, than sharks or spiders and I don't know how many snake deaths there are. Or spider deaths.
But people are really scared,
scared
of snakes.
Of,
people are really scared of spiders.
Sometimes fears are not founded in reality.
No,
sometimes
right.
they're not.
I hate.
Sometimes your fears are stupid.
Yes. Sometimes you're scared of cows.
Well, that's reasonable.
Is it?
It is.
Again, he never goes around cows, so.
And
yeah,
then,
most people don't go around sharks either, and they're afraid of them. I get this. It's just more of the afraid thing, not about what's going to kill you quicker.
Right.
Immigrants?
No, I already did brown people.
Oh, we did?
Right. The other animal, however, that people are afraid of is bees.
Bees.
Bees!
You know, I'm not allergic to bees. I don't like them, but I'm not allergic, so I'm not afraid of getting bit. Or excuse me, stung.
Whatever.
Yeah, but when they're sting crazy and ripping your flesh off.
That hurts.
That hurts.
That's two Tommy boys in one segment.
I know.
It is. You're right. Butcher's ass and bees.
Best segment ever.
Yeah.
Best segment ever.
Yeah.
At number 10, it's rejection.
Oh.
Well, get used to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're still afraid of it.
Yep.
That's just called
see,
life.
I guess I'm thinking of more just things, but these are concepts.
Yep.
Yeah.
We also fear concepts.
Cramped spaces.
So you're
claustrophobia.
Like your coffin, for instance.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
That's scary as hell.
Nick was getting dark. Jesus.
Deadpool Craig. Nick was really getting dark.
Not now.
At number 8, it's bees. Number 7 is failure.
Oh,
people
I'll join that
fear
club.
Failure.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get over that quick.
Public speaking. At number 5, it's heights. People fear heights.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
And then drowning, sharks, spiders, and snakes. I don't like
spiders and snakes. But that ain't what it takes. You love me.
Those lyrics are rooted in reality.
You fool. Yeah, I'm not really afraid of spiders.
Not failure either. I'm more afraid of success.
Right?
And we prove that every day.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.